Okay, we'll call to order Board of Works for October the 28th. First up is approval of minutes from the October 15th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Move on to city department head reports. Don't everybody run up here at once.
Danny's sitting over in the corner. I don't know, has he been a bad boy or what?
Sorry, John.
John Sprague, city engineer. Got our quarterly reports filed with NDOT for the 2nd Street, 2nd and Niblack, Riverwalk. They have a new process. It was a little bit of a headache. Took a little bit of time, some communication back and forth with NDOT. We got those reports filed. Been working with Phil. We're working on transferring the driveway permit process from his office to my office. Since I end up sending out details to those requesting the curb cuts for the drives, I figured it'd be more efficient. Just I'd do them all straight from my office. So I've been learning that process this week, last week. And I've been going over final negotiations with O'Mara for our final invoice for the street paving we did in September. So just, you know, some disputed quantities on what I think they put down and what they invoiced us for, and just getting those numbers finalized. So that's about it.
Thanks.
Phil Cooper, city inspector. Last month we had, since the last meeting, we had 60 violations and 12 liens put against some properties for mowing, picking up trash. Also, I'm starting a list on the demolition of houses for next year. So I got quite a few. So, and there's one on Eastwood I'd like to try to get down. So, and make some people happy. So
that's your job. That's your job. Can be
that. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Is that like a course or something? Make people happy. Well, so I wanted to take that. Yes, I do. Bryce Anderson, Street Department. We're probably this end of this week probably going to make a decision when we're going to start our leaf pickup. Just no leaves on the ground yet, so.
Yeah, thanks.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. The pool project is moving along. They were out, matter of fact, all weekend. Digging the footers for the bathhouse. Project manager was even here Saturday and Sunday for about 10 hours each day working. So hopefully the rain will hold off and the weather will cooperate with us. Last week, we also received word that from Tony Kleckner with Indiana Landmarks that we received our designation as Kimmel Park and Gregg Park are on the National and the State Historical Registry, which is something that we went after last year. I am meeting tomorrow night with the Knox County Preservation Foundation, Ratzner, and that group, and we're going to discuss about how to maybe announce it next year, have a dedication. We need to get signage, historical markers, and those cost anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000, depending on size and what we get. So, but this will help us with grants down the road for those two parks. So the band shell, the shelter house, both need some work, especially the band shell down the road. So this will help us in those. But this is a really nice a nice announcement for us to have those two parks on the National and the State Registry.
Yeah, definitely.
So I want to thank Gloon Jory Grief for all her work, and Tommy Kleckner, and then also Judy Krasner and Jen Hosher and that group for making this possible. That's all.
Great.
Thanks, Steve.
Looking casual today.
It's been a day. Ford Becker Fire Department. We're up to 2,136 runs for the year. Getting ready for the two safe stops, Halloween details. Trucks right now, fingers crossed. Everything seems to be going good. We're doing some minor building maintenance right now going on.
Good.
Yeah. Gordon.
Trustee Lou King Vincent's Police Department. And I echo what Gordon said, we're kind of preparing for the week of Halloween activities. We participated in Trunk or Treat yesterday, which was a pretty big event. And a lot of goodies to the kids, I guess. So looking forward to the week of Halloween activities. And I would also like to mention November, the Friday the 8th or the 9th, our two rookies that have been in the police academy are scheduled to graduate from the Southwest Indiana Law Enforcement Academy, which look forward to that and have them back here where we can kind of finish up with some of their field training and get them out on the road.
Great.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Dustin.
Evelyn Burks, the Vincent's Animal Shelter. Since the 12th, we've had 15 dogs and 2 cats brought to the shelter. We've had 18 dogs adopted. We've had $1,500. We've brought in $1,500 since then. We now have 37 new volunteers, 5 new foster homes. We now have an outreach, an event coordinator, a foster home coordinator. We also have had our first adoption event this past Saturday at TSC. And we also have the Youth Village Community
Service Support guys. Platoon.
They're coming out twice a week.
Great. So a foster home is a temporary place to keep an animal versus keeping that in the shelter? Okay.
So they get acclimated to being in a home.
Uh-huh.
The foster homes, they actually will do training with the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Provide everything that the dog needs, except for medical. We cover anything.
And that's a voluntary service. It doesn't cost us anything.
Right.
The people volunteer to do that.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. That's fine.
And dead last but not least.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. For the month of October so far, looks like we'll end up with 24 funeral services for this month. We've had 180 to date, and in the middle of all that, this month we've cut down 4 trees, big trees. We plan on, if the funds hold out, we plan on taking down 4 more that are dead. Mm-hmm. And also we plan on doing having a lot of stumps ground out of the cemetery as well. Thank you.
Thanks. That's Danny.
Yes, it is.
Okay, we have no old business, so we'll move on to new business. First up is Williams Brothers Curb Cut at 1216 Washington Avenue.
Evening. My name is Steve Sherwood, engineer with Nykirk Engineering. I'm here on behalf of Williams Brothers Pharmacy. The proposed Williams Brothers Pharmacy at 1216 Washington Avenue. Not actually new street cuts. We're mm-hmm. upgrading the 2 existing driveways mm-hmm. for a facility. Accordingly, I believe John Sprague has reviewed said permit. Hope everything's in
order. Yeah. No. John, did you want to comment on any of that? Or?
Yeah, I received plans and details, and we had some back and forth and got everything squared away. He's got them on his plans for ADA compliance and special lip along the edge to keep the gutter line. Mm-hmm. And actually improving gutters along that entrance, so it's going to make everything a lot better in that whole area. So
great,
you're kind of going above and beyond.
So just curious, what's your time frame in terms of the building and what you're anticipating? Or
the owner has project out for bid the last week or two for architectural and civil site improvements, so he plans to start improvements yet this year if the weather permits.
Okay, great. Okay. So I'll make, with the city engineer's recommendation, we'll make a motion to approve the curb cut as described at 1216 Washington Avenue for Williams Brothers.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next is engineering and grant administration contracts for the Vincennes Levy Project. Matt Sword, SIDC.
Good afternoon. Got 2 contracts here, one for grant administration, one for engineering for the levee system improvements project. That project was awarded by Okra, I believe, back in September. For grant administration, that is for Southern Indiana Development Commission, and the fee for that for grant administration is $30,250. For labor standards is $5,000, and for environmental review is $3,000. That'll all be paid for with local funds, which is coming from the Vincennes Utilities. It's coming from the city.
The council and I have committed added dollars to this grant.
Right. So, I take that back. The grant admin is coming from grant funds. The local funds will pay for the engineering contract. You want me to do both contracts together then, or do you want to make a motion on each one separately?
Does it make a difference?
Okay, I'll go ahead and do the engineering is from Banning Engineering, and their fee is as outlined in the grant application, and it is do not exceed amount of $120,000, and that will be paid for out of the local funds.
A motion to approve both those contracts.
Okay. So I make a motion to approve both of the contracts for engineering and grant administration as described by Matt from SIDC.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, thank you. And just to give you an update on that project, bidding will probably take place first part of next year. Construction, I would say, would probably start once weather is, with it being right on the river, they'll take that into account. But as soon as they're able to, by late next spring or early next summer, by what they're looking at. And then the grant end date would be October of 2015.
Okay. All right. Matt.
Thank you.
Next is resident only parking sign 1525 North 3rd, Tony Burke.
So it didn't appear that Ms. Burke is here, so I said.
Do you want the city engineer to come up and address this?
I think okay. He's in a, did you correspond with this individual? Or?
I haven't spoken with this individual, but this section is the section on 3rd Street that we worked with VU, returning from one-way and parking on both sides to two-way and no parking. This request is in the last block, or I guess the first block off St. Clair. We allowed parking on one side of the road specifically, and we left parking on the last block because there's either three or four houses on the east side of the street that still need parking in front of their houses. And VU and my office, we didn't want to eliminate all that parking. But what's happening is since all of that parking along 3rd Street has been removed except for those few spaces, that it's being taken up by students coming to class or parking further down the street or whatever. So the intent isn't what's happened. So I think it'd be okay if they're, however you guys work it out with them, that I think this is a good place to have resident only signs. I don't know if we can do like just blanket the whole block and say, hey, residents only, or if we need to do it each house individually. But I see what their concern is, and I think it's absolutely legitimate.
What about the on that?
Dan, were they aware of the meeting tonight, or?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Since there's a fee involved, I don't think we should take any action without their being here, obviously.
And there's already one sign there for, I think it's the second house.
Okay.
From St. Clair, there's already one sign up there, so.
Okay.
I'm not sure which house.
I'll make a motion that we table action until they appear in person.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, John.
Okay, next is CSX contract discussion.
Cheryl wants to. We could swap the people on this, we're going to call in at 5:15.
Oh, okay.
If you don't care, Dave.
Okay, we'll move on to Pet Point contract.
All right. Is this an interactive meeting? To answer our questions?
Yes.
Okay. There you go, Steve. Very good.
Might be able to set that up.
Can you hear me now?
Still through the phone.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, what?
Can you explain the difference between Pet Point and Pet Health and how they interact?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. I can't hear you.
Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Can you explain what the difference in how they interact with Pet Point and Pet Health?
Pet Health is actually our parent company, and Pet Point is the software that
see there's a 40% discount on two and then a 20% on the other. Can you explain kind of how that works?
Yes.
Not all. training is included. That's usually the question I get. Training is included. And setup and everything is all included. Tech support does not cost anymore, and the tech support doesn't go away. I as well don't go away. You have me as your representative. I'm not a salesperson that comes in and takes care of me. I stay on and support you through the process. So you also get training support, tech support, and the involved that no vehicle cost as well.
Ty, you use this in Terre Haute, or
yes.
You use this previously?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any idea how many facilities use this in Indiana?
They've had it for a few years.
Chipping is something that our animal shelter employees can actually do. But this is something that we're developing. Basically, it's a $600 fee that we get back in a year if we follow the
yes, the reason. Yes, you can get money back in 1 year as long as you follow the discount model. I only ever call cost one person, because we call the discount model, and I just call the discount model, like, my dad, and they have to change your management, and you realize they weren't following the rules of the management, had changed, and no one had half of the information. We got them all going again, and then we got them all back to the call now. I just wanted to highlight that there is some homework at the beginning. We generally give that to one person, so this set of work that's responsible. I know Ty, that he would probably be in contact with that, and probably that, that he does the homework. It is not huge in time to do, but it's better to do it, the more time you take it, the more accurate you do it, the better your pet point setup because of the customized on it. So I always tell my group, take your time, make sure you do that right, and then once you're all set up and going, it's a lot easier to work with.
Okay.
I've had groups go live, we have you live at the shelter in 30 days. It was, that's a little bit of an undertaking because you really have to dedicate time to training, but they did it and they were up and running in 30 days. But if you want to extend that, that's just that.
Okay.
You guys have any other questions? Scott, I think you've answered all our questions, so I guess I'll give you back to Ty.
So, Ty, is there anything else you want to say about this?
Pet Point actually will help keep better track of every single animal that is coming into the shelter and that is going out of the shelter. That way we have records. And there's no question about what came in or what got adopted. And it actually, what the Pet Point does is give every single animal that comes into the shelter its own ID number. So you type in this ID number and whatever animal that was associated with, it comes up, and no matter, it could be 10 years from now, that animal pop up. So it's the only one that has that number. And we can actually associate it with our own numbers. Like if we have kennel cards that we do, we can actually use our kennel card number along with this one. So we can actually have a dual tracking system.
Okay, that's good. Any other questions?
No, I didn't.
Well, I think we could do that
thing. Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, Dave, have you been recording now or are we still on?
You're on. Okay. You're live.
I think we're going to wait for Cheryl to shut this down.
Yeah, because I think our mics are live. But
oh.
Sorry. No, not hooked to this.
Whatever
you were never hooked to that. That. You're good.
Something you did.
I didn't do anything.
Up there has,
There we go. Okay, I will wait.
Okay, that's bizarre, because now it's not recording onto the computer.
It seems it is.
Yeah, we're live now, whatever answers. Okay,
so that seems like that should be plugged in.
The Pet Point contract as described by the Pet Point agent, as well as our record takers.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now we'll go back to the CSX contract discussion. City of Kansas. Any problems? One more.
I always enjoy presentations by
finally
the respected city attorney.
This is a bit of housekeeping. Apparently, 50 years ago, the city entered into a contract with CSX's predecessor in interest, some railroad we have never heard of, that said the city could fix, repair crossings to some extent, and then bill CSX back, which I don't think anyone has ever done. 50 years is a long time, but there was a lawsuit where someone got hurt on a CSX crossing, and CSX dug this out from somewhere and said, we're not liable, the city's liable, because they were supposed to fix our tracks. I don't agree with that, so my recommendation is to send them a letter in Jacksonville or whatever and say, this, we're canceling this, thanks.
Canceling this previous contract.
Which I don't think anyone ever used, and the only time I saw it was when they were using it as a sword against us. So. And the city engineer had indicated he would like to be able to fill holes and stuff, and if we need to do something, it ought to be canceled and then modernized.
Right.
But, you know, we don't want to really, where roads and railroads intersect, that's really highly dangerous, so we didn't ever do any work on them from the city. Stay out of there right away. That would be the best thing. So I don't know what the intent of this was, but our insurance defense counsel said, what is this? Please tell me this has been canceled. We did extensive research and it's still there.
My intent was to use, to see if we could use that contract just to gain access to the right-of-way, to make changes and stuff like that, not necessarily put the burden of fixing the tracks on them. Because, you know, that's a very difficult thing, is that right-of-way line is golden and we have to jump through way so many hoops. I didn't know if that would be our golden ticket to make it through all those hoops in one single bow.
Well, there's the letter doesn't have to go out. It's been waiting 50 years. So,
if you want to, I think, you know, if we can figure out something like that, that would be great.
So you need action from us to approve your writing set letter.
Yes, the board the letter's written. The Board of Works approved this 50 years ago with a trip down memory lane with notable figures. Sign that. Okay. People we all know, but they're gone.
Okay, so what does the motion need to be?
Either you agree to cancel the contract and start anew, or see if there's any need to open negotiations. This is just it's just housekeeping, because we've all been doing this a long time, and I never knew about it until this somebody found it.
The motion needs to be that we're to make a recommendation to cancel our current.
I wouldn't call it current, but
historic.
Yes, just give notice that we're opting out of that agreement.
Okay. And this agreement has been your lifetime, but
right.
Not
Steve.
Okay, I made a motion on what Dave just said. Now 50 years from now, like, what are you saying?
Does that contact?
Okay, who's the miscellaneous?
I got a copy. There's a copy of it.
Charles. Local cooperation agreement between the city of Vincennes, the Urban Enterprise Association, and Knox County. Basically, this is an agreement that, I don't know if you're aware of it, but we used to pay the chamber's rent. Mm-hmm. And the art rooms rent
right
here to the tune of $6,000
apiece. Right.
The UEA has purchased the building that the chamber's in, so the chamber will stay there. They're looking to move the art deal over there. This agreement says that we will commit to $3,000 per year for the next 2 years on the rent, and then pay half the utilities thereafter. Correct?
With the county.
With the county. The county pays the other half and the other
people. Oh, so we're not going to be here.
The county's paying half, we're paying half.
Okay.
So, right. Actually, it's...
And we're saving money. We're saving money. We like that, Ms. Rose. Thank you.
Yeah, this has been $12,000 on the budget.
Yeah. All right. I'll make a motion that we approve a new agreement between the commissioners, the city of Vincennes, and the Urban Enterprise.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I do want to mention that the next meeting is actually November the 12th instead of the 11th for the veterans. So I'll be Tuesday the 12th. And we have nothing else in the motion.
Happy Veterans.